Financial Times guides you through complex issues. In divisive times, don't settle for black and white. When you need the full perspective, turn to FT.com. Become a subscriber today. Search for FT subscription.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Well, it's 2018. I'm joined by the Duchess of the Chart, Nicola Duke. You're right, Nick.
Hello, yeah, welcome back. It feels like we've been on holiday forever. Did you have a lovely time in Mexico?
Yes, it was nice. I mean, we went there. The first day was like, we got up and it's cloudy. It started raining at one point. I can't believe I've been on a plane for 10 and a half hours and got this. I can get this back at home for free. You know, I don't have to pay money for this nonsense. But the sun came out. It was a bit cloudy first 2 days. The third day was glorious, and a couple of cloudy days. But it was nice. The service was nice. Very nice people there. And I just overate for like a month of December. Really did, you know. And I got to a stage where I couldn't put any more in my mouth. I just felt, you know, when you feel your food coming up to your neck almost, you can't put any more in. But you're trying anyway.
Running on the beach or anything?
No, it's running for the pizza oven.
After the kids, maybe.
Yeah, but that's about it. But how's it been with you? How's cryptos? I know it's going a bit crazy, and Bitcoin's had a bit of a pullback. And,
crazy.
Yeah,
I think we saw some. Yeah, we've seen some profit taking ahead of Christmas, and I think that we're at risk of another wave of sort of tax selling, you know, in the new year. But definitely, it's not. It's just a pullback. It's not the end of the party. Although it's quite sharp, you know, in percentage terms, I don't see that the party's over in Bitcoin.
No, I don't know. I genuinely think in blockchain, the technology is here to stay, and it's going to be massive in the future, definitely, you know, but it's just picking the winners, isn't it, really? I noticed Ripple is now sort of second biggest cryptocurrency.
Everybody wants Ripple.
Yeah, but isn't a lot of things based on Ethereum?
But Ripple is slightly different. You know, you can't mine Ripple, and it's held by mostly held by a small number of people. And so, as an investor, I'm not sure, you know. I think it's going to be the one that the banks use.
Am I correct in thinking that Ethereum is the sort of technology that most of the blockchain sort of businesses are based on? Most of these flotation happening in the moment, ICOs, are based on Ethereum, aren't they?
Quite a lot of them are. Not all of them, but quite a lot of them. Yeah, it's a platform as well. Yeah. And what's quite interesting is there's one called ADA Cardano, which has really taken over, and they say that that's very similar to Ethereum could take over from it. That one's had a monster rally.
Yeah, all cryptos are saying they're the next big thing, aren't they? They're all saying that. They're all saying we are the next big
thing.
There's
so many ICOs. When I look at them, I suppose I'm really looking for, because there's so many rubbish ones. Mm. I'm really looking for infrastructure ones that they say they can build a network or do something faster than we can do now or make it better. Mm. Those ones I think are really interesting. So.
Okay. Well, the chart to look at today is not crypto. It's AIM small cap stocks, and of course, and these are the ones I sent out a bit of a survey, saying competition is no prize, but the prize is if you guess the best performing stock of 2018, as well, that's prize enough. But so I sent it out saying, you know, there's a link here. What do you think? Pick one stock. What do you think will be the best performing stock of 2018? And the most popular are the ones we're going to look at today. So they are basically Asia Met, Fast Forward Innovations, Talao Energy, Vesarin, and Zenanga Iron, the top five most popular picks. Talao is the most popular. So let's start with Asia Met versus ARS. What do you reckon, Nicola?
Asia Met, here's Asia Met chart. I'm looking at it in a lovely big uptrend. So I think the rally from the start of 2016 was a wave one. Then we saw a wave two. We've had a huge wave three. I'm looking for another leg higher in Asia Met Resources. Above 11.5 will confirm that we're on our way to the next target, which is at 17.55. There is some resistance at 15, but I think 17.6, 17.55 should be your next upside target for Asia Met.
Okay, lovely stuff. And the next one, is in alphabetical order. Fast Forward Innovations got a huge following here. It's an investment company, and amongst its investments, actually talking about crypto, is Factum. So one of the blockchains from four companies.
I know.
So Fast Forward, there's a lot of people.
A crypto investor.
Yeah, well, it's got many investors. I think it's one of them is in crypto, but the other ones are not. The different sort of disruptive technologies, a lot of them are. And it's got a big following, Fast Forward Innovations. But FFWD's had a good day today, good day yesterday. I say we're not at the end of the day yet, whatever. But it's a good day, a good start of the day. What do you reckon on Fast Forward?
Do you know, Fast Forward really spent most of half of 2016 and most of 2017 making a really good bottoming base from which it's rallied at the start of this year, and really rallied. So I think this looks awesome. When I looked at it earlier today, I was going to say that 17.4 could be resistance, but we've blasted through it. So 17.4 should now be support. Next resistance is 20.45, but I have a conservative first target of 26.8 to 27.8, and that's my bearish target. And I think otherwise 39.80 to 40 should be where we're looking next.
Wow, I see. So that's a bit of upside there. All right.
Yeah, the next one, but 20.45 is the next resistance. That's what we've got to get through. And I think that we'll see a pullback from there before we continue higher. So if you're looking at this one and you think, oh, it's taken off without me, watch for a bounce and a glance off that 20.45 level and a pullback entry to get you in.
Okay. And by the way, there's quite an important date for Fast Forward. I mean, I think it's the 8th. One of the companies they're investing is floating, so that should sort of re-rate the valuation of that company. So next is Talao Energy. This is the most popular pick, and of course gas, coal bed methane to power in Botswana and southern Africa. And this will be a big year for them, really, because there's a lot happening there. So what do you reckon, TLOU?
Well, you know, Talao is really this is a weekly chart we're looking at, and it's in a really nice uptrend, a really solid uptrend, and we've completely taken out those 2016 highs. We've got above them. This is a weekly chart. We've got above those 2016 highs, came back, retested around 11.3, and now we're pushing our way higher again on the weekly. 15.6 and then 18.29 are my next upside targets for Talao. I think it looks really good. But in short term, this high at 13.5 and the high that we made in December is resistance. So we could see some more sideways consolidation if we don't get above 13.5. But once we do, above 13.5 is our signal that we're on our way. Then 15.6 and 18.29.
Lovely. Okay, and the next one is, I think, the top dog as far as graphene is concerned is Vesarion. I would say that, but I'm holder, so I may be biased. But the deals they've done with majors in the world of, as far as global players are concerned, you don't get bigger than some of the deals they've done. So VRS, of course, is on that news. It rallied strongly towards the end of last year, but it's come back a bit. But where's the support here, Nicola?
The support is at 51.35. That's the 50% retrace of the entire rally from that October low. So that's what I'm looking for, 15.35. That's where we should find some support. And that's also, if you look, you know, those November, late November highs, there's a bit of structure there to hold us, support and resistance as well. So 51.3 is where we should find some support.
Lovely. And the last one.
And then I think...
Oh, sorry, go on.
Sorry, I meant to say we should... Then the uptrend should continue in Vesarion, and we should see another leg higher from there. And then I would be looking for... I'm just going to give you the price target that I'm looking for. I think the big round number, 100 for sure, and potentially 112.
Okay, and the last one, which was a surprise for me, surprisingly popular, it's a bit of a, you know, a dark sheep, though. I didn't see this being that popular, but it was Ananga Iron, which is ZIOC. But what do you reckon of the chart here, Nicola?
Yeah, look at this, though. This is another one that literally since 20... This is a weekly chart of Zanaga that we're looking at. And this bottoming pattern and the higher low that we made in October, all of these weekly moving averages are flip bullish. I think this looks great to continue higher as well. So we're going to there's a huge pivot level where we failed at 25. This rally should see us retest 25. If we get above it, then the next resistance is 35. But actually, my first Fibonacci target in Zanaga is 53.59.
53.5. What at the moment? Sorry, I was on. What's
16. Oh, so cool. 16. So this bullish move will retest 25. If we can close above 25, will the next resistance is 35, but the next first Fib target is 53.59.
Cool.
I think this is an awesome looking chart.
I'll leave you with a little fact I discovered, right? I did some research over Christmas. When you're bored, I got my laptop and I got a screener running, screen stocks. And I looked at the best performers of 2017, all right? I looked at market cap specifically. And of the top 100 best performers, right? Of the top 100 best performers, 51 of them had a market cap of 50 million or less. And that's after they doubled and tripled. So if you really want to get baggers, you've got to look at companies way below 50 million mark.
But above a certain price as well, don't you? No, what's the price lowest you'd look at?
Oh, no, I don't mind price. No, it's about market cap. It's all about market cap.
Okay, yeah. What's the lowest market cap you look at?
I don't mind, really. I mean, if it's got something going on there, if it's something oversold. So, I mean, you know, that what I'm saying is, minimum they've doubled, so 25 million market cap and below you should be looking, and pretty much a lot. But I think the sweet spot really is between 5 and 10 million. If you can double before 10 million, you're laughing, you know, because it's a lot harder to create value from. If you have 50 million market cap, it's a lot harder to go to 100 million market cap. You have to create 50 million worth of value. Now, to go from 5 million to 10 million, you'd have to create 5 million worth of value. So it's a lot easier, you know, so it can double before blinking an eye. So if you're looking for baggers, you know, obviously do your own research, but I think smaller market caps are the best. 51% are below 50. That's after they double, triple, quadruple. Anyway, Nick, thanks for that. And by the way, if you are listening on the podcast, you can see the video of this on the blog, which is voxmarkets.co.uk/blog. Lovely.
Lovely.
Any New Year's resolutions, Nick?
No. Get good. More sleep.
Yes, that's important, though. Lovely.
Yeah, no, I really am going to get more sleep in 2018.
Lovely.
So far, I've done a really bad job of my New Year's resolution.
Yeah. That's crypto. See, the crypto is the Wild West. It's crazy space. It's 24 hours a day, isn't it?
And, you know, 70% of it is traded in Asia. And so it's a really bad time. So just as you're going to bed, everything kicks off in Asia.
I don't want to stereotype people, but the Asians, over there, Far East, they love a bit of gambling, you know, don't they? I mean, you know, whatever it is, crypto, they'd love it.
They are absolutely monstering crypto, though, you know, in Japan and China. They really are.
Yeah.
So good on them.
Marvellous, Nick. Thanks. Speak tomorrow.
Bye.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.